Dean, I can tell by your body language, not happy. You were furious at half-time as well. To lose that game 2-0, could it have been more, really, for Southampton?
They did have loads of clear-cut chances. They've had loads of shots. They've had loads of ball in our box. The game started terribly for us. You know, they put a ball in the box. We know what we're going to do, get the ball forward quickly. Long innings are going to go and compete, and we didn't compete well enough. And we lose the first header, lose the second header, and they get a corner. And then they had corner after that, and we never dealt with it well enough. And we tried to build up, but we never had good enough movement. We never showed enough desire to get on the ball, and you know, I have to take responsibility as the head coach for that, but that was a dreadful performance, especially in the first half. Second half, we got a little bit better, and Trez has missed a golden chance to get us back in the game on even terms. You know, but that, them chances were few and far between, and it was a poor performance.
Is that where the disappointment, where the anger is, really, given the fact that you're in this relegation battle? Because if you play like that, you know what the end result's going
to
be.
Listen, this is a team that we could have clawed back to us. We know we can be as good as Southampton, and if not better. But you know, if we play like that against anybody, we'll get smashed. You know, it's just a dreadful start to the game. For 20 minutes, we were miles off it, absolutely miles off it. And players who had done so well against Tottenham, and you know, and we can't keep being 7 out of 10s 1 week and 4 out of 10s the following week. But that's what happened today.
How can you get more from your players, Dean? Obviously, you've got this cup final against Manchester City to come as well, but anger doesn't get you anywhere, really, does it, at this stage? Because you know that you've got the talent in there to get out of the mess, and all right, you're still out of the bottom three, but those three teams beneath you have got games in hand.
That was our cup final today, and we lost it, and we've got another one next week. And what players have done today have played themselves out of the team next week. You know, it's a tough league to go and get, you know, any points, and you have to go and battle and scrap. And that was the thing that disappointed me today. We showed no fight, especially in the first 20 minutes. And, you know, I got into them at half time. And as I say, we showed a little bit more, but our quality was poor today.
Thanks, Dean.
Cheers. You look thoroughly frustrated both at half time and at the end of the game. Is it fair to say that some home truths have been dished out in the dressing room?
Yeah, they have, but you know, it's not the first time. That's the worrying thing this season. You know, the last three away games in the Premier League, we've gone to Brighton, Bournemouth, and now Southampton, all on the south coast. And our first 45 minutes in all them games have been poor. You know, and it's all right talking the talk and saying, yeah, we're going to start well, we're going to do this, that, but they haven't shown that today, and I have to take responsibility for that.
How can you legislate for starting so poorly? Because you prepare your team in the right way all week, you work on tactics, and then it really goes out the window, as you say, for that first half.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you've got personal pride in performance first and foremost, and you know, they've got to drive that from within, and you know, they've got to take responsibility themselves as well sometimes. But you know, I'm the head of it, and I'll take the brunt of it.
In some ways, will the cup final be a nice distraction next week, or are you fearing the worst because of course you're up against Manchester City?
No, not really. I mean, this was a cup final for us. I've said earlier, we've got 14 cup finals now, 13. Now we've got 12 left, you know, and we didn't turn up today in this cup final, and that's a massive disappointment.
You can't afford to start like that at Wembley, can you?
Can't afford to start like that any time you play in the Premier League, you know, and today we got punished for it.
Quiet afternoon for Jack Grealish as well. Was that because he was well shackled by Southampton, or a rare off day?
Well, he got whacked in the first minute and done nothing about it, did they? So, you know, he was... probably wasn't his scintillating best, but you know, he's a quality player, we know that.
Obviously El Ghazi hobbled off in the first half. Anything that would worry you for Wembley with him, or is he going to be okay?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I think he got a whack on the head, and I've not spoken to the medical staff at all.
You said there that some players have played their way out of contention for the cup final. Are you planning wholesale changes?
I'm planning changes because we didn't play well enough today and didn't show enough fight or heart in going and getting a performance, and you know, dragging a team that I believe that we could be better than. And you know, it's all about going and keeping hold of the shirt when you've got it, and we haven't had enough players do that today.
Just finally from me, is that Southampton out of the equation as far as you're concerned, 10 points above the relegation places?
It's a big win for them. You know, I think it puts them 9 points ahead of us, and you know, with a better goal difference than us, and you know, but you know, we need to go on a run. We know that. We need to go and win games. This should have been a game that we were capable of winning, but we haven't showed up today.
Thank you. Dean, you've fallen below your own standards today and let yourselves down. I think probably everybody in the dressing room would recognise that. But you know, as well, looking forward, this has to be the lowest of the low now. It has to go upwards from here.
Oh, it has to be. I mean, I thought Watford was the lowest of the low this season. I still think probably Watford was worse than that, but that was poor today. You know, it was the lack of fight that really annoyed me, certainly at half-time. You know, players who played so well last week, and you know, it's a disappointment, and we have to pick ourselves up now and move on.
Because the mentality is going to be absolutely crucial. You know, you're in a fight, and that mentality is going to have to be solid.
Yeah, my mentality will never change, and unfortunately today it didn't match the team's mentality, and that's something that has to change.